Enjoy the film.
You want butter on your popcorn?
The theater will be ready in a second.
Well, I have to say, things went better on this date than the last one.
I would agree. I asked Greg to stay away. He didn't. But he waited until the evening was almost
the
done.
End,
so, like,
yeah.
I appreciate that.
You did get most of a date in.
Most
I would say, like,
date.
80 to 85% of that date.
Yeah, and your advice
okay.
throughout the night in my ear was really solid.
Yeah? Well, good.
Like,
I was going to hear.
Take a bite now.
Take a bite now. Chew slower.
Slower.
Are you listening to what she's saying?
Yeah, you're reminding me to listen.
Sometimes, I think a little too much, but, you know, it's good to listen.
I think it's good to listen, too, and something that I'm working on, because... Oh.
Oh, there, speak. Okay. What are you wearing?
Both of you, listen.
Okay.
I've got an idea for how to get you a girl, Kyle.
Okay. I mean, we already had the date.
If you will look at these...
I have laid out...
photo albums?
Yes. I have laid out several visual timelines of how things could work out if in any situation with a girl, okay?
Is that why you're wearing like a revolutionary British soldier outfit?
That is correct,
my good sir.
I don't understand.
All right. Now you all listen to me, you bumbleheads. We're going to whip you into shape as far as your dating life is concerned, Kyle.
Did you call me a bumblehead?
You daft bumbles!
Where did you even get a musket? What
are you allowed
hell?
To bring that into the theater?
What is
I don't
happening?
Know. Now you see, it's only illegal if you get caught.
Okay,
am I right,
listen,
folks?
Okay, you no. can't just come in here with a musket, with old photo
no.
albums to explain this no, elaborate
let me
plan.
Let
no.
me tell you. Okay, well, hold on. Let's just look at the first photo album, okay? Let's just look at the first photo
okay.
album. All right.
Are those Kyle's baby photos?
Well, I needed some of Kyle. And all of the ones that I already had were obstructed.
You have photos of me, but there's stuff in the way?
Branches and stuff. So, you can see, as far as the timeline is concerned,
yeah.
meeting, the date.
So it starts with me as a baby?
Well, no. You're an adult.
I get it. It's a metaphor.
It's a metaphor. All right? Now this might be too high concept for you bumbleheads.
What is this insult?
But I'm going to do my best to explain this to
I
you.
I understood it.
Now, listen up, bumbleheads.
You're overusing it. You're going to drive it
right
into the ground.
Like, once we would have let slide.
So I don't know how your situation went, because I wasn't invited.
You showed up.
You showed up, though.
Hold on. Was that the date?
Yeah.
Yeah, you showed up for the last, like, 20%.
And you were like, let me light this candle for you, and you proceeded to light the tablecloth on fire.
Yeah, because it was obvious to me that things were not going well. If that was your date, then things were obviously not going well.
Even if you didn't know that was my date, you can't walk in when I'm having dinner with someone and just set the table on fire because you don't think it's going well enough.
I wanted to give some pizzazz. I wanted to give something... to remember, right?
I was doing so well. I was listening to almost everything she said, and I was eating my food at the correct intervals.
And only twice. Two times did he bring up Donald Sutherland.
Only
and
twice.
And both times, I was able to stop him.
After
I was
how long?
Like, oh, hey, did you know that Donald Sutherland... I'm sorry. I should let you speak some more.
Wow.
Do you see how smooth that was?
That sounds so boring.
Okay, so what is this plan that you have? You've been on my side. You've been trying to help.
All right, so here's the plan.
Mm-hmm.
We get the girl, all right? Here's how we get the girl. That's what this rope is for.
Okay.
All right, now I know what you're thinking. Now it's not where you think this is going. We're going to tie her up.
No.
And throw her. Hold on, listen to me. We're going to throw her into... This is where the car comes into play. We're
going to
throw her in front of a car, get some insurance money, and then we're all going to go on vacation to Cabo, baby! Cabo! Look, I even photoshopped you as a baby in Cabo.
Wow.
Oh, I do look like I'm having
that.
A good time.
Isn't that fun? Look at you, got a little piña colada. It's a virgin piña colada.
Because I'm a baby.
Because you're a baby.
How do we get paid for someone else getting hit by a car that we threw in front of this car?
I don't know. That's for the lawyers to figure out.
I'm not tying up my
When we
date.
Say what? Get a girl.
Uh-huh.
This is not that I wouldn't even use that term. This is
Well then why do people always sing about getting the girl?
It's more of a like
it's how you get the girl.
You no.
like acquired huh? a relationship.
That's
with.
How you that's how you kidnap a
you
woman.
You formed a mutual bond with a person. Not bond Before... like tying up bonds.
Okay.
Like a friendship that develops into something more. When the hero gets the girl,
more
that
like
that...
what? More money.
Cabo, no. baby.
Cabo,
hey,
baby.
I'm there.
I've got a second date.
Nice. You... I'm there.
No. I was just going to say, you need to stay away
I will
with
be
your weird photo albums
to...
and your weird.
Well, you haven't even looked
British
at the other
uniform.
Photo albums. And I won't wear the British.
Plans?
Yes. Just
Do
in
they
case.
All lead to
Do
Cabo?
They all end in Cabo? We just have multiple ways no. to get to Cabo here.
We can go to Cancun. Yep. Cancun, baby!
No. Do you have a photo
no?
album for that?
What?
Do you have a photo album for that?
Well, no, but I mean, you could probably change a few things.
I don't understand why you needed some sort of written out plan at all for tie someone up, throw them in front of a car.
Ah, I just felt like I needed a project.
Little arts and crafts.
Yeah, a little something.
Like you wouldn't want something a paper trail for that.
It's a photo trail. Is that technically paper? Photos?
They're printed
Maybe.
Out.
Maybe. I don't think you can recycle them, but yeah.
Now, why would you ever make a paper that couldn't be recyclable?
I don't know. Why would you make plastic straws?
Why would you make plastic bottles?
Why would you make plastic?
Why would you make plastic?
I never have. I don't know.
What was that you were making? Because you were making something a little while ago.
It was a synthesized material, but it was wood.
It was a synthesized wood?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I called it plude. It was a
like
new,
a plastic
new
wood?
Oh, no, so, no,
no.
No? It was not plastic.
Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
I think Henry could win a Nobel Prize in the sciences.
For creating an alternative to plastic?
For creating a synthesized wood.
Plude.
Plude.
Well, let's not get into it. Let's start the podcast. Yeah.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome to Break Around the Cineplex. My name is Kyle, and I've successfully been on a first date. Let it be known.
85% of one.
85%.
Hey,
date.
That's passing. That's a B.
Yeah.
That's a B.
Don't.
You better believe it that it would have been better if I were there. I'll get you next time,
it,
buddy.
It Pluto win better.
Next time.
TM.
It
you
was fine.
Trademarked this yet?
And then it went downhill as soon as you arrived. So I disagree.
I don't know if it went downhill as it went up in flames.
Anyway, I'm Kyle.
In a good way.
Introduce yourselves.
Greg.
Yeah.
My name is Greg,
and I'm Henry Plude Developer Harrison.
Oh, did you change your middle name?
Well, I mean, look at the. Is that a name tag you're wearing?
There you go.
Plude Developer.
But see, Henry's creating something that could potentially like have a use. He's not.
What are you talking about? These photo albums can be used to get us places.
What a weird waste of time.
No! I can think of at least 5 more weird ways to spend your time. Playing chess with your cat.
One.
Making elaborate knitted quilts that tell a story of our nation's history. That actually might That's, I might actually do that.
That seems like a really
nice. you're dressed for the occasion anyway.
Thank you, you bumblehead. The well, Queen's English, really.
All right, we'll just stop there.
That's
you got
two
one
is fine.
Sort of two. that's plenty.
Making British naval uniforms.
Did you make this?
Where do you think I would have gotten this?
I don't know. It's
you
incredibly
said you had a
What do you think?
Guy.
I have a uniform guy? I have a costume guy, not a uniform guy.
Oh.
Oh. Well,
that's our mistake. Sorry, Greg.
Yeah, that's all right. That's all right. There is a difference. And I would know, because I apparently make replicas of uniforms.
So you're your own
uniform
guy.
Bing bong.
Bumblehead. So this week we got a listener submitted film that we watched.
Ooh, yes, we did.
This comes from someone who submitted a film before, another repeat offender.
And there you go. Wee-oo.
Swing on a repeat offender.
let me see your hands.
Come on, our hands up.
Come on, our hands up.
Come on, our hands are up.
Everybody, put your hands up.
And wave them around like you don't care.
So this email, I'm just going to read it. It says, "Hey guys, have you seen that one movie where a bunch of goths start a roller derby team? I can't remember the name of it, but I think it came out after Donald Sutherland was in Invasion of the Body Snatchers, but before he was in Citizen X. Hope you guys can track it down. It was one of my favorite movies as a kid, and I'd love to hear what you think. Much love, but mostly to Greg, Anna."
Anna!
So, for those who might not know, Anna submitted previously Sneezy by the Rodents.
And now she's on a roll with the suggestions.
Oh,
and she expressed a weird attraction to Greg.
And she has dark feelings towards the world. Goth roller derby.
So, yeah, we did track down this film.
Mm-hmm.
And you are correct. It did come out between the time that Donald Sutherland was in Invasion of the Body Snatchers and before he was in Citizen X. That means it came out sometime between 1978 and 1995. So it's a pretty big gap.
It's a good gap.
Yeah.
It's a big gap.
But we did. We tracked it down.
Yeah.
And that title was Eyeliner and Inline Skates.
Inline Skates.
Eyeliner and Inline Skates. Eyeliners and Inliners.
But don't they use only quad skates in roller derby? Am I wrong about that?
Oh.
But yeah, that's part of the thing in the film, is this was the first team to use inline skates.
Right. That's right.
They invented it, actually.
Okay. It was also really nice to see the dynamic of the team, the dynamic of the team as they all kind of came together in this gothic punk rock thing.
Yeah, they became a team. And then
their makeup looked very hastily done.
I think that was the aesthetic.
Let's
have Henry.
Okay,
I don't understand.
Quite.
So it opens on an arcade.
On a mesh too.
On an arcade in the '80s.
And
there's all these nerdy kids gathered around this one machine, and they're all trying to get the high score in Galaga. Which, as we all know, biggest game at the time.
Biggest game at the time of sometime in the '80s.
Exactly. And so it comes down to the final life, and he's just finishing up our main character here, and he loses. He's not able to get the high score. This is like immediately off the bat, all the people around him just fade away into the arcade again because he just lost. There's no hype anymore.
They were rooting for him, and then as soon as he loses, they just all kind of disperse immediately.
Yeah,
he's in silence.
Yeah, and he's so upset because he was like, that was so close to being something and someone. Ah,
right, and he flirls his cape around and
after
walks
he presses
out of
the name, A.S.S. submits the high score.
This kid's a little bit of a juvenile delinquent. He's a little troublemaker.
Edgy kid.
Yeah.
Cool kid. Weird makeup. But he does have a cape and a top hat.
Yeah.
Yes.
So he's already kind of got this goth aesthetic going. Fingerless gloves. Boots. Steel-toed boots.
Weird makeup.
Greg, just... I know that like in Timberdale, we never really have had a big goth scene.
No, yeah. The closest thing we had was
raccoons.
Yeah. People started dressing up like raccoons.
But I'm just saying, like, this is a style that, like, is pretty prevalent elsewhere. It's my understanding.
Really?
Or, I mean, maybe not like these days, but it has been in the past.
Well, all right. To each is their own.
So the point of this first scene, I think, is that it shows... This is something that... Damien Devon, who... you know, this is something he's tried really hard to do. He's worked hard at being the high scorer at this game. But now that he has failed, for some reason, this is the point where he swears it off.
He's like,
maybe this just isn't for me.
This isn't for me, no.
I'm going to find some other hobby to do.
That will get people to like me.
He wants a sense of belonging.
Yeah.
And so we get him walking home from the arcade, and he's in this small town, and we see other kids passing by, and no one's dressed like him.
Mm-mm.
No one's got the same aesthetic.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of get the idea that he is the sole goth in this town.
And which is really one of the things that keeps propelling him to seek out something that will bring people to him, or at least bring him to around other people. And so he is watching TV in his house. He gets home, and his mom is like, "Honey, dinner's ready." And he's like, "I don't care for your food, mother." Flies up the stairs. and he goes into his room, and it's all dark, and he's got posters of artists I've never heard of.
Black lights. Illuminating.
Mm-hmm. And he's got his cat there, a little black and white cat. And he says, "Hello, Lucifer. We need to find us something to bring us around other people." And he turns on the TV. Mm-hmm. And then he hears, like, "Coming to the dome on Sunday."
You know the one we're talking about. The dome. The
dome. Yeah, that's the one. Come experience the rip snorting high
falutin.
Huey!
Roller derby.
These ladies are tough. They are rowdy. They are mean to me.
They make me feel so small.
I never feel more inadequate than when I'm around these women.
But and boy, are these teams bonded for life. What a community.
Even though they look like this. And it shows a little screenshot of the women, and they're all wearing, you know, makeup that just looks damp. Their outfits are lace and black. And a little bit of scarlet. I like the scarlet. Little splash of color there. And it just looks... I don't...
Right, they have a sort of almost goth aesthetic to them.
Yeah.
They've
got
more paint. They, you know, that sort of like lines under the eyes. They've got,
yeah.
These are some tough ladies.
Tough looking ladies there. Yeah. And
Damien is visually excited about this.
Yeah, he turns around and he's like... I've never seen something so incredible.
And he tips his hat and flirls his cape around a little bit.
Just dancing around. Which was really sweet. It was sweet to
it
see this.
It showed a little moment of tenderness.
Yeah.
Definitely. Some vulnerability.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so he
immediately, he runs down the stairs.
And his
mom is like, "Dinner's still on the table." And he's like, "I do not care for your sustenance." And he rushes out the door. And he runs right down to the dome.
Mm-hmm. He runs the entire way. This kid, I don't know if he runs like marathons or something.
His arms just straight behind him, his cape fluttering in the wind.
Frickin'.
And he gets there, mm-hmm. and it's closed.
Like, yeah.
This is the dead of night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Roller derby tournament starts tomorrow.
Why would he think that it would be open in the middle of the night? He was just so excited, I guess. Just so excited. And so he waits there the entire night.
Right. We get this time lapse of him like howling at the moon. You know, he's poking holes in his fingerless gloves, mm-hmm. to make them like a little more grungy looking.
Yeah, more holes is better.
But anyway, this guy at the ticket booth flips open the open sign.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He comes in the morning.
And Damien Devon is already waiting there.
Well, he pulls up the shutter, like the blinds on the thing.
And there's just Mealy a little says, scare, a little.
Yeah. Mealy's like, nice gloves, guy.
Because Damien just has his face pressed to the glass.
And he says, "May I gain entrance into your social club?"
And he's like, yeah.
Sure.
Sure, man.
Good. And so as he pays and he gets in there, and it's still like...
There's nobody there.
There's nobody there. Mm-hmm. So he sits.
He sits in the stands.
He sits in the stands, and while he's sitting in the stands, we have this little scene of his imagination of what he's about to see. Mm-hmm. He's imagining what's going on.
It looks
on.
like a heavy metal music video. Like,
yeah.
You know, like weird ass monster creatures, like,
mm-hmm.
strobing lights.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Loud.
Loud.
Distorted. guitars.
Exactly.
Yeah. And so before the match, the teams show up ahead of time to warm up and to meet up. And so he's just kind of in the stands watching them
getting warmed up,
practice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the rules and of roller derby, and,
right?
And the
where
what they actually do during roller.
They have to roll around
they rally.
And score points.
By passing. One guy. There's one person who needs to go around the track the most amount of times,
and they're wearing a slightly different outfit.
Right. They're called snitch. Right.
They're called the snitch, and the other derbyers.
To break the snitch's legs.
Exactly. They have to go around and they have to...
They have bludgeons.
Mm-hmm. And they go around and to score points. And that's what they go around to do.
So yeah, keep in mind, these are the rules that were established back in the 80s. They've since updated them. So if you go to a roller derby today, you're not going to see these rules.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my understanding.
Oh, well, all right.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to break that many people's legs.
Yeah, I think it was... At the time... It was
a different
fine,
time.
It's like when football didn't have full pads.
Yeah, when they still had leather helmets.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And slowly the stands start to
fill.
A little bit.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit.
They trickle in.
A few
trickle
in.
But there's kind of this wide area around Damien that has been left empty.
Mm-hmm.
People do not want to be near this kid.
This guy is just flailing around so excitedly.
Yeah, he's still just tipping his hat and flailing his cape around.
But he is transfixed by these women out there.
He just has a blank expression on his face, just dancing around.
Yeah, his eyes are wide and locked in.
Woo!
And the music starts. It's not what he's expecting. We start with this, like, 80s pop. Yeah, yeah, classic rock stuff.
Yeah,
like, the lights
synth going on.
Dim mm-hmm. down, and the spotlights head toward the center of the stage. And, you know, the first team is introduced. And he hasn't seen these people before. They look tough, but they are not what he is looking for here.
Right.
They have like pink uniforms, mm-hmm. spikes on the shoulders and everything, but
yeah,
like
he's
still
like, spikes are neat, but color? No, thank you.
No, thanks.
Maybe
and
a little
like,
red.
This
little
is
scarlet.
The away team, and then they introduce the home team, and the stands erupt in you know uproarious, but like pretty good applause.
They're like, woo, yeah. It was moderate.
And they show up, and it's the Gothic team. Mm-hmm. Like it's what he came here to see.
Mm-hmm.
So he is going apeshit.
Yeah.
Even more spikes,
horns on their helmets.
Uh huh.
Weird makeup.
The Madams of the Underworld
is the name of the team.
The name of the team, and that was really cool when they introduced him. Like they introduced the first one, they introduced the first team, which was
they called themselves Pamplemousse.
Pamplemousse, French for grapefruit.
So Pamplemousse, yeah.
Pamplemousse comes in, and everybody's like, "Woo, boo, no, yeah, woo, boo." They all seem pretty undecided as to where they're going.
They're
with
not 100% on them.
Yeah.
Yet.
Yeah, they don't want to be mean, but they're
right. Like, but they're like, know, we're here for the home team.
Yeah,
we're here for
the madams of the underworld.
And that's when they say, "Pamplemousse, yeah, and ladies and gentlemen, your home team." Fighting for the
crown.
The crown.
The roller derby tiara.
Yeah. The Madams of the Underworld.
And AC/DC starts playing.
Mm-hmm.
And
they roll out, and they are looking tough.
Damien is hyped. He's so hyped that he
passes out. And he wakes up, and the Madams of the Underworld have won the match.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They've won the match. He's on a stretcher being let out.
And he's like, wait, I'm awake.
Hold on.
Did they win? And then they did, and he's so excited he passes out again.
He passes out again.
He wakes up in his bed at home.
Mm-hmm.
And the roller derby team is there.
The roller derby team.
The
Madams of the Underworld are there.
Mm-hmm. They're
and they have
crowded
like,
around.
They're
flowers
crowded
and
around
stuff.
Him.
They've
yeah.
got flowers. They're like black roses. I don't know how you get a black rose.
I don't know.
And so they're all around and they're like, hey, we just wanted to thank you for coming out to our show.
We heard you passed out during. That's pretty metal.
That's pretty metal, man. they're like, we just wanted to give these to you, our biggest fan. We think, because you're dressed like this. We like, You dressed like we're dressed like that too.
Anyway,
okay,
we're going to go eat your mom's dinner. And they go downstairs. And he's left to kind of think about this whole situation.
He's just covered in roses.
Excited. He's, you know, he's amped about this whole thing.
Yeah. And he thinks, I want that.
Right.
I want to do that.
That sense of inclusion. Mm-hmm. Like, I want these people to recognize this more.
I want to be on this team. And I want to be a madam of the underworld.
And he thinks, well, I can't, but I'm a guy. And then he goes to sleep. And then we get the next morning. What is this, some Tommy shit? What is this, some shit with Tommy?
Let's just let him pass.
What is this, some fucking shit?
Craig, don't...
Oh, flip me off.
What the frick? What is this Tommy shit?
All right, he's gone. We'll just move on.
So yeah, he goes to sleep and he wakes back up.
Mm-hmm.
And then we start this montage of him...
Well, he buys some skates.
He buys some skates.
But he doesn't buy the quad skates.
No.
He buys a set of inline skates.
Mm-hmm.
He tries to buy the quad ones, but they're like...
The shopkeep is really trying to push...
Yeah, he's like, there are these new things on the market.
They're called roller blades.
You'll be looking sharp in these.
And he does this little wink. And he says, blades, you say? Ooh. Sharp, you say?
Is that Steve going by on his motorcycle?
What is this whole traffic thing?
Are we having a parade? I didn't know there was a parade today.
Is the parade today?
Shoot, we should go after this.
Oh.
I guess so, yeah.
My goodness.
They're only going to do about 20 more laps.
Oh, man. Okay.
That's what our parades turn into, isn't it?
It's just Tommy and Steve doing laps
going
around.
And then the occasional marching band.
Yeah. The Timberdale High School marching band.
Mm-hmm.
God,
it's just
awful.
A clarinet.
he gets the inline blades, and he's trying them out, and he's falling
along.
Yeah, well, we see him. He's trying them on grass, and he's like, "This doesn't seem to work."
On gravel.
He's like maybe some snow. It's snowy somewhere.
Yeah, it's snowy. Wood chips still not sand.
Mm-hmm.
Even worse.
And then he tries it. On concrete, on asphalt.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just zipping. He hits a hill and just goes right down.
And good thing he was wearing a helmet because he busted his knees open.
Mm-hmm. But man, is he excited.
Yeah, he jumps back up.
He passes out, and when he wakes up, the madams of the underworld are there.
Madams of the underworld
are there.
They're
crowded around. They hand him some roses.
Mm-hmm, they hand him some roses and some knee pads, some elbow pads, and a support bra. Because they say, hey, it's easy to see that you want to be part of this team.
And we want to support you.
Brozier.
Bra.
And so they're like, here's the thing. If you want to be part of this team, you're going to have to... Stuff him and tuck him. and he's like,
whatever it takes. You guys seem like the only people who dress like
mm-hmm.
me.
And so they go into this other little montage of them kind of teaching him how to tuck him and stuff him.
Right. They're just teaching him... Like, yeah. how to wear, a corset,
yeah, they got
training
a corset
bras.
There.
They had,
it was
like...
It was another little lacy piece. Why did goths like lace so much?
Greg, stop getting so hung up on the fashion.
I can't help it.
Just
and
understand
let me...
it's what they are. It's what the look is for the goth community.
I don't know anything
okay, that's fine.
About goth things. So I'm able
that's
to
fine.
Make
you
these
could
judgments.
Stop bringing it up, though.
Yeah.
And the makeup. I mean, what's up with the makeup?
So they get him...
A corset.
They get him all dressed and ready for his first practice.
Right.
And this is kind of they're testing it out. They're like, you know, you made it down the big hill for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you made it to the bottom.
So, you know, let's try it out. On the actual rink.
We'll do a little skirmish. We'll just split our team into two smaller teams and play
and
a little game.
And this is where you're introduced to all the characters of the team.
Right.
I mean, we meet, what, six of them?
Yeah, there were six players. There was Buffy.
Megan.
Sassafras.
Lucy.
and Cindy.
And
then the goalie.
They just called her hands.
They called her hands.
Yeah. So, Buffy, Megan, Lucy, Sassafras,
Cindy
and hands. Yeah. And then and Damien.
They're all they split into two sides. Mm-hmm. And they're teaching her the rules, like the rallies, you got to break the other player's legs. Mm-hmm. And you know, if you have the bludger, then you can smack them real good. But watch out for the snitch. Because they got a reverse card.
Because they'll get you. They got a reverse card. Uh-huh.
Listen, these are the rules.
These are the rules. They change a little bit every day.
Mm-hmm. Just a little bit.
And so they teach her the rules, and or him the rules, I should say. And
right.
Well, I mean, he does.
Yeah, they do. They start calling him Darcy. Mm-hmm.
Darcy Devon.
Because the last name is great.
Right.
That's a great last name.
We don't got to change that at all. Yeah,
I mean, come on.
And,
they even had a little conversation about should they change the last name. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that scene seemed a little unnecessary. Like all of the shots of him just sitting in the bleachers.
And so he has this the first practice, and he's doing better than expected.
Yeah.
Like he's taken
to it like a duck to a treetop.
Stop trying to coin phrases, Greg.
Just
use the ones that already exist.
All right. He was taken to it like a turtle to a swimming pool.
Right. So he's whipping around. He's holding his own. He's breaking legs.
Yeah.
His leg's broken.
Everyone's
the
breaking
snitch.
Legs.
He's
yeah.
not
the
snitch.
The snitch is reversing the card.
Yep.
He's having a great time.
He's having a great time. And afterward, they all peter out toward the end. They're like, okay, well, that's our practice. And
yeah.
It's like, that flew by. I was having a wonderful time. Do you guys want to like hang out afterward? And they say, yes.
Honestly, there's very little in terms of like conflict in this film.
Yeah.
Everything that,
which was
that
nice.
He's trying to do is successful.
Mm-hmm. Which was it was nice to see a story like this for a change.
Yeah, no hardships.
What, yeah,
no.
Nothing. Just a nice easy move. Just a nice easy pace forward.
And so they all go to Denny's.
Yeah,
they all go to Denny's,
and he passes out.
He
wakes up.
He was drinking
right.
maple syrup, and he passes the fuck out.
And he wakes up in his own bed,
uh-huh.
surrounded by.
This is a running
Madams of the underworld. And they
and
give
they
him some
flowers.
Robes. And they're like, okay, well, we'll put you to bed. We're going to go have another meal with your mother.
Yeah, they all tuck him in.
And they're like, we'll see you at the game tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. And
the championship.
The championship.
We forgot to mention this is the last game that we're going to play. But this one's really important.
Yeah.
Because we're facing against Satan himself.
That's the name
of the team. They just call them Satan himself.
Yeah, geez. And I thought that was going to be a reveal. I thought that they were actually going to have Satan there.
Right, because they don't explain that until the next scene
yeah.
when they
yeah.
show up.
They say Satan himself.
They all leave
him. And like, he's there, like, frightened.
trembling
in his cape.
Mm-hmm. All while we can hear a conversation of the team with the mom. Mm-hmm. She's saying...
Casserole.
Yeah, this casserole is great, Mrs. Devon.
The last name's great. Keep it.
Don't change a thing. So we catch him the next day. It's the day of the championship.
Mm-hmm.
It's all been leading to this smooth ride from wanting to be on the team to being on the team mm-hmm. and participating in the championship.
Very easy. Like, it makes you think that
and
you
this
could do this.
And this is when all the conflict in the movie happens.
Mm-hmm. This is when it occurs.
Because yesterday's practice, three of their players' legs are broken.
Right.
And they're not ready for the championship.
No.
Nope.
Also, the head referee sees Damien's inline skates and is like, those aren't regulation. You have to use the quad skates. Damien's like, I don't know how to skate on the quad skates.
But sir, I don't know.
Also, Satan himself, all those players all took a bunch of steroids, so they're extra strong.
Right.
All the conflict
around. It's actually really stressful at mm-hmm. this point in the movie, because you're like, they're down three players. He has to skate on quad skates and versus inlines, and all the other players are on steroids.
So
and his parents are up in the stands to watch him for the first time.
And they're like,
got a big poster.
We've never really been proud of you. This is your chance.
This is your chance. You better prove to us that you're worth it.
This is the only opportunity you get.
This will make us love you.
And so he goes to the bathroom to throw up. Mm-hmm. He's in there. He's passes
thrown up,
out.
Pass it out. Waking up, throwing up, passing out.
And he wakes up, and it's time to go.
Yeah, you can hear them announcing the madams of the underworld, and the applause facing up against their rivals, Satan himself.
Even heavier death metal music starts.
Yeah, like just ramped up.
Flames are shooting out of the stands.
They
like
had pyrotechnics.
Strobe lights. This is what he pictured the event looking
like. Right. Yeah. They have like weird gremlins in costume, mm-hmm. like hopping around the
Some
stadium.
Some of them are in full mascot, like padded mascot outfits, which just, it's going to be hard to break those legs.
Yeah,
you know?
Geez. You're going to have to, yeah.
And he rolls out there.
His cape is getting caught.
But he immediately is, they're rolling. They started mm-hmm. the game.
Yeah. The whistle or the,
the
Buzzer.
Gun. They shot
the
a gun.
Or the gun.
They shot. They blew a whistle and shot a gun.
And the gun ricocheted and hit one of the other players, another one of the players.
Right in the kneecap.
Yeah.
So now they're down by four players.
So it's Darcy, Damien, mm-hmm. Cindy, and Hans. So it's three players. Yeah. What? Is that right?
I believe mm-hmm. so.
So Cindy, Hans, and Damien are out on the court, and they're all circling around. It's looking very bleak out here.
Yes.
He is holding on to Cindy so that he can get around. Hans mm. is having a tough time because her hands.
Right. We say no more.
She burned him on a toaster strudel earlier that morning.
We said say no more.
Okay, sorry. So they're it's rough out there.
Uh-huh.
And it comes to the halftime. They're like,
it is bleak. They're down 50
points.
Decibels.
Yeah, decibels. Which means, because they measure the crowd feedback. That's
right.
How they determine who wins.
Mm-hmm. And man, Satan himself was bussing in fans from whatever town they came from.
Jeez. But there was some discussion, like they had the announcers there. They were like, looks like Satan himself has bussed in some people. I don't know if that's breaking the rules. If we want, we can write that in the rule book right now.
Things are changing every day.
Every day.
Just today we added a draw four.
And a flip of a coin.
And go to jail. Collect.
Get out of here. Collect. Do not collect $200.
Exactly. And that's when they realize, they're like, wait a minute. Like, we can still win this. Mm-hmm. You know, there's always loopholes in the rules.
Yeah.
Like, we can write a new rule. And that's how they determine how they're going to win. Is they're like, what we need to do is just write a new rule. Mm-hmm. We need to get that rule book. And so what they do is they send out Damien to go steal the rule book, to write a new rule in there.
Yeah.
And so they have the other two of them kind of floundering out there. The coach of their team is trying to rally all the troops. Mm-hmm. They're like, this is our introduction to the coach right now. And so he's giving them amp up speech. Mm-hmm. You know, he's talking about how, like, you know, we can't let Satan himself beat this team.
Yeah.
Like, he's the root of all evil. And he looks over and he sees Satan as the other coach.
Yeah.
Kind of gives a
little
wave.
Just gives a little wave. Meanwhile, Damien is over there. He's stealing the rule book from the ref, who
he's
is
tiptoeing on
asleep
quad skates.
Because the ref is taking a nap.
Mm-hmm. As is customary during nap time.
As is customary during the nap time. Nap time, halftime.
Mm-hmm.
And he takes the book and he scribbles down in it. We don't get the reveal of what he wrote in the book.
Not yet.
Yet
no.
Not quite yet.
Mm-mm.
But we do get that scene. And mm-hmm. he puts it back, slips it right in there. Mm-hmm. And so when they start up the second half.
Like, as is customary, we're going to double check the rules before the second half starts.
And it says, you can't bus in other people from another town just to get your decibels.
Also, there are only three players per team. Also, inline skates are allowed.
And it's looking up.
Also, steroids are outlawed.
So, they're down to three players on either team.
Uh-huh.
And they have to pick the players that aren't on steroids.
Mm-hmm.
Damien's got his rollerblades, inline skates
rollerblades
back.
Out. And he puts them on and he kind of gives them a little spin. Mm-hmm. And he's like, let's give them heck.
And they roll out onto the court, mm-hmm. and the lights kind of flash in his eyes, and they float upward, and it reveals to them, oh, they only had two players who weren't on steroids, so Satan is strapping on his skates.
Oh my God.
He is the one who founded this sport.
Damien forgot to write in the rule book that Satan is not allowed to play.
And all of his teammates are just like scolding him for this. Like, how could you forget that? That was the most important rule.
We don't want to go up against Satan.
And so they start skating. Mm-hmm. Satan is skating. So they're whipping around the track. Satan is breaking their legs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he Satan's is coming breaking. After them. He's got two bludgeons, and he's just smacking them
and
left
a
and
third
right.
Wrapped in his devil tail.
He's fighting dirty.
Yeah.
This wasn't in the rules.
Yeah.
So he's smacking him. It's down to just Damien and Satan at this point.
Mm-hmm.
The other players
the devil.
Are on the ground writhing in pain because mm-hmm. their legs are broken. Like, yeah. It's the snitch versus Satan at this point. And they're whipping around the track. Satan is gaining on him.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You know, he's coming up. He's swinging all of the bludgeons.
He swings around with his tail and he catches Damien by the back of his clothing.
Uh-huh.
His cape.
And it rips Damien out of all of his clothing except for his underwear. And it's revealed Damien is a boy. This is against the rules.
And the ref pulls out his rule book and flips through real quick. He's like, let me double check real quick. Let me make sure. I said, yep, it's right here. It says boys are not allowed.
No boys.
And he's like, what? No, this can't be like this. And that's when Damien plays his reverse card.
Damien plays his goddamn reverse card.
The reverse card? Did you remember it? I didn't remember it.
It's a great reveal.
Turns out Satan is banned from the game.
That's
what the reverse card does.
It reverses one rule mm-hmm. to the other team.
Mm-hmm. A rule of the the other team's choice.
Exactly.
The team who played the
and
card.
Only the snitch gets this.
The snitch is the only one mm-hmm. who gets to choose what the rule is.
So Satan has to sit on the bench, and Damien does his final lap in his underwear. Everybody's cheering him along. He feels reaffirmed.
The crowd is going wild. All the other, I mean, Satan himself, their fans have had to leave because mm-hmm. of the
rules. They were kicked out of the stadium.
Mm-hmm. So forcefully. Now it's just a smattering of people.
It's like 13 people in the stands.
Yeah, from Madams of the
You
underworld.
Could count them.
You could count all those 13.
So Damien finishes.
Mm-hmm.
He scores the final points. And
yep.
then
and the 13 people reach a certain amount of decibels.
He gets 13 decibels.
It's enough
then,
to win.
And he passes out.
Mm-hmm.
He wakes up.
He's in his bed. He's covered in roses. He's surrounded by the team. And the team, the madams of the underworld say to him, they say, Damien, great job. Way to use your reverse card, because if you hadn't used the reverse card, you would have been kicked out because you're a boy. And Damien says, actually, throughout this experience, I've realized all my life I've been a woman named Darcy. I didn't even have to use the reverse card. If I had just said the truth about myself, I would not have been kicked out of the game.
And it took you guys to realize that in me.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I say, we love you, Darcy.
And she says, I love me too. And then some hard music starts
right,
playing.
Some heavy metal music.
Really
kind of really distorted.
The mood.
Mm-hmm.
And some
credits. Credits.
Some credits happen with some fire.
Some
that's going
credits
on.
Happen.
Some credits. I don't know. I don't even know if they were for the film.
What,
I,
what,
I get, I,
what does
I,
that mean?
I have no reason to think that they
great.
Were, but I mean, I
you
don't
just
know.
Think they put credits at the end of things. Doesn't matter if they're for the movie.
Yeah, I mean, they're just who reads those things anyway?
Well,
I mean, who are these people?
They worked on the film.
It's not like anyone actually sits around and waits for that to happen. I mean, what the hell?
Regardless,
I mean, I guess you're not wrong, but like yeah. they're attached to the film.
They could put anything on those credits, and nobody would notice.
Well, let's just assume for the sake of argument that these credits were meant to be attached to eyeliner and inline skates.
All right.
But yeah, that was the film.
Yeah.
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 I liked that reveal a lot.
Huge,
that was nice.
Pinnacle, yeah.
Especially back in the 80s. Like, that was a big deal.
That was brave.
Right.
Brave.
And it's kind of like you realize the whole time while we think that Darcy is looking for her place within this goth community, she's actually looking for like how she fits into the world.
The world, you know? In general.
And she's searching for her identity, which is Darcy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get the makeup.
You don't have to get the makeup.
Like, it's just an aesthetic.
It's just a style.
But I mean...
Greg, you had suspenders attached to your scrotum. I don't get that.
And what colors were my balls?
Like a bruise, like a deep crimson,
yeah,
purple almost.
Wasn't that cool? Could you see that? Could you see?
Yes,
that?
I could see it, and I wish I had it. Yes, it was very apparent.
I'm gonna see if I can replicate that color. I'm gonna use it.
Speaking of very apparent, after that situation, you probably won't be apparent.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know if that was possible in the first place.
Just by the way you treat people, yeah, that's fair.
I mean, I would say that there's probably like no one out there who would truly love you, Greg, but we know Anna exists.
Anna.
And she's sending us movies to review.
That's another notch.
Did you get another notch?
Frick, yeah.
You already put Anna on the...
And now she gets another.
And now she's on a bedpost twice.
There you go. Anna... Doing a great job, kid. Doing a great job.
Well, thank you, Anna, for sending us that film.
I'll give that one a... I'll give it for story. I'll give it a 9. For costumes, a 2. Because what?
You don't need to understand everything, Craig. There's so much about you I don't understand.
Well, hey, I'm always willing to explain.
I probably don't want you to.
Never know.
Are you wearing wooden teeth?
Really going for period accuracy.
Yeah, or those Plutin teeth.
Uh-oh. You've got
TM.
Yeah.
Ooh. Well, now I don't know if I should say because I don't want to get sued by one of my
More
friends.
Like plude.
Hey!
8
I stole
out of 10.
Your material to make teeth. Okay. What?
Anyway.
And I'll give it a 8.5.
Wow.
Whoa. That's the first half measure we've had.
Is it?
Is it?
I thought we had at least one other.
Yeah, I think we've done that before.
But hey, I don't think I've done one before. 8.5.
Hey.
Let's go crazy.
I know I haven't.
That's for sure.
Anyway.
On a way.
That one was a stretch. Yes. If you would like to submit a film for us to review, like Anna did, like you can reach out via email, like Anna did, at like cineplexpodcast@gmail.com or on Twitter at cineplexpodcast.
Why don't you come on and slide into the DM?
And yeah, I'm looking forward to going on a second date.
Yes.
With the same girl.
The same girl. And this time, we're going to throw her in a trunk and we're going to take her to Cabo,
That's
baby!
A whole different plan. No,
wait,
is that
what?
One of the other
we're taking her to Cabo now?
You initially pitched throwing her in front of a truck or a car.
To get the insurance money? Right. Then the second one, I was like, well, let's just throw her in the trunk of the car. So that way, when we cross borders, people don't know.
Well, so why did you even need the money for Cabo?
Well, then maybe we'll do the third option, which is us leaving her alone and going to Cabo.
Let's say we'll do that one so that Greg doesn't do anything.
Yeah, Greg, we'll meet you in Cabo.
Yeah.
Sounds good. I'll get a head start.
All right.
All right. What was her name again? Chariot?
No, her name is Charlie.
Oh, makes sense.
And you're back.
I don't know where Cabo is.